Hello everyone and welcome back to the Business Upside podcast that you must have been eagerly waiting to listen. This is Dr. Satyajit Chakrabarty. My pen name is Alex Chakrabarty, head of operations of Business Upside and a professor for more than 20 years. Now I thought that the year is ending, I'll be speaking on some exciting topic around business management. Today, I'll be talking about why learning a new language is important for business expansion. Let me tell you that your long-held belief that English is a universal language and that knowing the language is enough to take your business to other countries and other regions is now a myth. I'm telling you this from my experience of operating businesses in various countries, Singapore, India, UK, Australia, US and Canada, that indeed English is a global language spoken and understood by most people for basic business communication. However, when it comes to international business communication, you'll find people communicating in many different languages like French, German, Spanish, Japanese, Mandarin, and several languages for the non-native English-speaking countries. If you go to Russia, if you go to Netherlands, Iceland, Middle Eastern countries, African countries, you'll find they neither speak English nor do they understand it. Let me explain the importance of business communication in a native language. So how do you communicate with non-English-speaking people that might be interested and important for your business? You can speak to them in their language or use an interlocutor or an interpreter if you are conversant only in English. Nowadays, there are various third-party software which do real-time translations, including Google Translation and other dedicated software that does the translation real-time to be able to speak in a native language. However, it is much more important if you can directly speak the language. It gives an immediate trust. If you speak the language of your foreign clients, of your customers and business stakeholders, it will create instant bonding with them. They will pay more attention to you because they know that you mean business, that you are serious about your business, and it sends out a positive signal to others, and you can expect positive reciprocation from them. If business expansion is on your cards, you must learn a new language. You know, already all the softwares that are, you know, published in the App Store, all the websites, all of them are having non-English versions of their website. You know, most of them start with the major ones like Spanish, French, German, and then Mandarin, Hindi, all these, you know, clients that are in different countries. It is very important for a global company or for global expansion strategies to be able to touch the customer base of all these different regions. So, you know, if you might even want to introduce new products that have a high potential in a particular country or a particular geographical market. But none of these will work if you do not learn the language of that country and learn to communicate with the stakeholders and customers confidently to win their trust. Why learning the native language is a must, I'll tell you. Only when you learn the native language of a country of your interest, you can fulfill your global ambitions of succeeding in business communication in that country. Communicating is the key to the business process and trust building. From setting up the vision and mission of the company to upholding the values and organizational culture, proper communication is critical. Even if you have employees in a particular geographical location, learning their language, learning their native language and communicating them in their native language creates an amount of trust which otherwise is very difficult to achieve. Also, you can participate in the small talk, in the culture, in the etiquette of that particular society or geographical area, be it with customers, be it with employees, and you can definitely practice it and it will please the people you are dealing with. Now, business is all about dealing with humans, and language manifests in every aspect of the business because it involves human interactions. You have to speak to people implementing the business processes through various stages in their language to have much clarity in communications. When two people speak in different languages, it severely affects the business processes and outcome that may derail your efforts in globalization of the business. In addition to the language, you must also learn the culture. Because in some areas where one particular behavior may be acceptable, in other geographical areas, that behavior may be absolutely unacceptable and even illegal. Now, if you want to tilt the scales to your favor, the shift in global economic powers have changed the equations in business too. Multilingual business leaders, owners, and entrepreneurs are in much demand because of their wide acceptance within the business community, cutting across various cultures. China is becoming a strong economic superpower, and Russia, Japan, India, Brazil, all these countries are gaining in economic superiority. And it has become very, very important that if you want to do business in any of these countries, knowing the local language will definitely put you on a firm footing. Creating a local identity and removing the foreign identity, the foreign tag, is very, very essential to succeed in various geographies. You must target being a local at those geographies to be able to understand the local problems better, to be able to understand and communicate in the local language and local culture and local customs will definitely increase the business turnover and business growth. And learning a new language will definitely turn the entrepreneur into a better leader. Simply said, learning a new language makes a person a better leader. We all know that good decision making at the right time is critical for business success. Studies have shown that multilingual people have improved thought processes, more logical and more rational, that enables them for better decision making than those proficient in just one language. Moreover, knowing a foreign language, you are more comfortable observing and focusing on business proceedings in the relevant area of your business interest. As you know, the language, you can filter out misleading information and gain an advantage during contract negotiations and meetings with clients and partners. So learning a foreign language widens your personal and business network that does a lot of good for your business. The familiarity with the new language, with the local language, increases your acceptance amongst people in the new country as they don't look at you upon as a stranger. It paves the way for building trust quickly because generally people trust you more if when you speak in their own language. Languages that matter most to business growth. You know, if you learn Spanish or Portuguese, you can do business at least across 10 Latin American countries and several countries of Central America. If you learn Arabic, you can help expand your business in the Middle East in countries like Egypt, Sudan, Somalia, Libya, and Morocco. Again, knowing Mandarin will help you gain massive exposure of your business in mainland China and Taiwan. German is the international business language across Europe, in Germany, Belgium, Switzerland, and Austria, and across some Eastern European countries. Hindi is essential if you want to do business in India. So today, professionals and entrepreneurs are attaching a lot of importance to learning a new language other than English to take advantage of these fast evolving international business landscapes for expanding their businesses. They even have their websites and even their apps and softwares in different languages. And now it has become very easy with the new third-party softwares and keyboards to quickly translate all the existing websites and apps and keyboard information into a new language, sometimes at just the touch of a button, at a click of a button. But despite learning the language of your choice, English will definitely remain a bridging language. It is one of the largest spoken languages. And, you know, international business, of course, majority of international business is still conducting in English. So listeners, thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you have enjoyed it. Goodbye and good wishes. And I hope that you will definitely be inspired to learn a new language. Best of luck. Thank you so much for listening.